We are back indeed, and you know, one of the things I wanted to mention real quick, Ellen Zhao is running for mayor of San Francisco, and we've had her on before and interviewed her. She is a fantastic warrior. She's lived in San Francisco all her life. She came from communist China. She learned to speak English. She became a social worker. She's in her early 50s. She's running for mayor against Lyndon Breed, and I think if there's one person that Tucker very soon is going to have on his show and talk about cleaning up the needles, cleaning up the bags of feces, gathering and healing the homeless people, not just leaving them where they are or putting them in some shelter, but actually getting them up, rounding them up, cleaning them up, and purging them and shutting the door so no more start coming in from other states like Nebraska or Portland or Oregon or anywhere else. It's Ellen Zhao. Ellen Zhao is going to be the next mayor of San Francisco. Election day is in November 5th, and she is a powerhouse. I've seen her in action, and she is just an amazing superhero of a mayor. And I would encourage people, if you want to get involved with the campaign, if you want to support her, if you want to see what she's all about, or if you live in the Bay Area, her website is ellenformayor.com. 2019.com. That's Ellen for Mayor, E-L-L-E-N, for Mayor, M-A-Y-O-R, 2019.com. And I think she's really incredible. And there's an event tonight for her at 6 p.m. at the SCRCC Fairfield headquarters. I think that's some sort of a Republican event. And it's at 625 Jackson Street in Fairfield, and people can go to that and learn about Ellen, and also just go to her website and you'll see all about her. We've been designing and helping to get artwork that shows her as a superhero, as fighting crime, and it's very significant because look at what's happening in California. I've lived here all my life before I went out to Washington DC, and I came back a few years ago, and it is incredible to see tent cities. We never had that in the 80s and the 90s. We never had that. And now you've got tents all over the place, and it's because we are surrendering people to their vices. And it's because we've got a generation. Most of these people are under the age of 50 too. Because we have people that have been broken families, out of wedlock births. So we're creating this class of schizophrenic, drug addicted people, and a lot of it's not about cocaine or heroin, although that is a significant part, but a lot of these people I think have been on Xanax and mind altering antidepressant drugs and things like that as young people, Ritalin. So we've created in America this frightening population, and it's very, it's very ominous what this country is going to be entering into. So, Mike, we were talking about just the evolution of history and how things are evolving. And Donald Trump came in with the promises, again, getting us out of Syria. And he hasn't done that.
No more regime change.
No more regime change. And stopping the wars and making friends with Russia, working with Russia. He came in to solve and put out the fires that were started under Barack Obama and George W. Bush and Dick Cheney. Trump came in to stop those fires. That's why he was elected. He was not elected to come in and make America an Israeli colony, or to do the bidding of Netanyahu or the Zionists and do all of these things. It's like 50% of his presidency is dedicated to Israel, and that is wrong. That is, I think, going to come back and bite him, and is offensive, because now we see Israel taking tremendous liberties and really doing stupid things. They are now supposedly going to there's a story that Israel is preparing to bomb Yemen to try and pull them away from Iran. So that's pretty that's pretty frightening if you're going to have Israel go in and start entering into the Yemen war with Saudi Arabia, which Americans have already said they don't want a part of. And then the other military alliance against Iran. Iran is not Iraq, by the way, too. Iran is a very big and tough nation. And if we picked a fight with them, we'd be picking a fight with Russia, too, because Russia and Iran have entered into a military agreement. They're doing naval exercises in the Strait of Hormuz in the Persian Gulf. Why? Because, you know, here's the hypocrisy. We are doing to Iran and Venezuela what we accused the Russians of doing in World War II to Berlin when they built the wall. When the Russians made the, remember the blockade, sure. After World War II, they
bringing our planes in, over right. the wall to bring right. in food. Yeah.
We're bringing in food. We're bringing in medicine because the Russians erected a big wall around Berlin and cut off East Germany from all connection with the West. It was the airlift. It was Berlin Airlift. We were flying planes over the wall, dropping food and medicine and toys for children to the Germans, to the East Germans, because the Russians had cut them off. The communists had cut them off. I don't want to mix up Russians and communists because there are no more communists in Russia. There's the Russian Eastern Orthodox Christian Church people. I mean, they're conservative. But we were doing that. We were doing a Berlin airlift. And now we are doing the exact same thing to Venezuela. We've surrounded
and
a
Yemen.
Big wall.
And, yeah. and Yemen. Yes.
We've created a sanctions wall. So we're not letting food and medicine and fuel into Venezuela. We're doing the same thing that the Russians did, the communists did to Berlin in 1945. We're doing that to Venezuela.
Crimes against humanity, Scott. These are crimes against humanity. Where is the need, the necessity anymore? Because these are acts of war. Why hasn't our Congress required Mr. Trump to say, you need to declare war, or rather we need to declare war, and then we'll give you the authority to do these things? This is what's called a slow kill. The same thing that was done to Iraq, by the way, where 500,000 Iraqi children died because of our sanctions against Iraq. Remember?
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly right. We've labeled sanctions as an economic strangulation. It's an economic warfare declaration, by the way, and we're doing it to Iraq. We've done it to Iran. We've done it to Venezuela. We tried to do it to Russia, too. I mean, it's amazing.
And we did it to Libya. Remember that? Yeah.
Yeah. It's not what the American people like or want or stand for, yet it gets carried away. And look, here's who's doing it. Segal Mundelker, and we're going to bring on J. Michael Springman to talk a little bit about this momentarily. Segal Mundelker is the Office of Foreign Assets Control at the Department of Treasury director. She is a dual Israeli citizen.
She is
putting on the sanctions against the New Horizon Conference, which I went to last year with CIA guys, Pentagon guys, State Department guys, very sound men, conservatives, Phil Giraldi, Mike Maloof, J. Michael Springman, Kevin Barrett, other people from Ireland and Australia. There was a rabbi, a Jewish rabbi named David Weiss, who was there, who was not a Zionist. He did not believe in the Zionist Israeli political entity, and he was Jewish. I mean, and the Iranians have a very big Jewish population. They have seats in parliament. There's a lot of Jews, Orthodox Jews, who are very, very antagonistic against Israel because they say it is inconsistent and in violation with the Jewish religion. And this has nothing to do with religion. And that's where Trump gets it all mixed up in Christian Zionism. He puts it all in a blender and it becomes one. He says, if you're Jewish, you're an Israeli Zionist. And if you're an Israeli Zionist, you're Jewish. Well, that's not the truth. And, you can't operate like that. You have to be a little smarter, and you can't do it because then you've got people who are pushing us into these wars and pushing us into these sanctions. And in fact, Segal Mundelker has sent the FBI to numerous people's homes who went to this conference, forbidding them to go again this year. She sent, the FBI to Scott Ricard's house. to Kevin Barrett's house, to they went to Michael Maloof's house, they went to Phil Giraldi's house, they went to Sandra Hicks's house. All of these people have been interviewed.
For some reason, they haven't showed up at Scott Bennett's house, though.
No, they haven't come here to talk to me.
No, I don't think they're ready for you yet, brother.
They're afraid of shell game and being and given the document and told, now you're legally culpable. Now you're legally bound to take this to the president's FBI director and the attorney general and take this and make sure that the shell game of terrorist financing that's been covered up, and in fact, the predecessors of the Department of Justice and Renee Alexander Acosta and all of them are culpable and responsible for misprision of treason.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because most of Congress and Senate have been made aware of this. We've been calling with Skype and recording our conversations with the agents, the people that they have answering their phones in numerous areas. But you sent a lot of these reports to people like Dianne Feinstein. You sent it up the chain of command. You sent it to the media. And all of these people that were in official capacities are under this sense, this structure, where if they don't report a crime that's where they've been given evidence of a crime, they're guilty of misprision of a felony, and in this case, misprision of treason.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I'm going to try and bring J. Michael Springman on with us right now because he had some direct experience with that. Michael Springman, you're on with us. This is good for you, brother. We are on the Power Hour, so I wanted to bring you on as a guest because what we were just talking about was Sigal Mundelker and the U.S. her sanctions that she's put on New Horizons Conference, and we were just prefacing this with the sanctions that the U.S. has been doing, I think, are very similar to the Berlin Airlift situation. If you recall, the communists had put around the sanctions in the form of a big cement wall, and we were flying medicine and food into East Germany. Well, it seems now we've put a big cement wall around Venezuela, around Iran, around Russia, around Syria. We're shutting off all food and medicine and fuel and money, and we're no different from the actual, you know, communist monsters that we were supposedly fighting against in the 1940s. So, Sigal Mundelker and this whole Zionist push of sanctions, and we now see the Israeli alliance trying to be formed with Lindsey Graham entering the U.S. into a military alliance so that Israel can go and pick a fight with Iran, and we're going to have to step in at that, but we don't seem to realize that Russia and China may also be part of that. So I'll hand it to you, Michael Springman, to see what is your assessment of all of this, what's going on. Go ahead.
Well, my assessment is that it's simply an absolute disaster that's been decades in building. The United States created Israel back in 1948 when the Defense Department and the State Department both recommended against tying American fortunes to support for Israel. And this has been carefully nurtured over the intervening, 70-some years now. And as a result, the Israelis have gained more and more control over the American government. You've got presumed dual citizen, dual loyalty, although I think in some cases when you talk about Zionists, they have only one loyalty, that to Israel, not to the United States. You have the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, who describes himself as a defender of Israel. Speaker of the House forever and ever, Nancy Pelosi, she supports Israel and attacks anybody who questions it, like Ilhan Omar. Another Democrat, actually. So that I think that the situation is something that is not new and has been carefully nurtured and carefully promoted over the years. The idea is that the United States wants to establish itself as the leader of the unipolar world and does not believe in any kind of power structure outside of the United States and its minions. It refuses to accept China as a power state in its own right. The same for Russia. The United States has attacked Russia since the very beginning when it was the Soviet Union, sending soldiers after the 1914 war into the Soviet Union to strangle it and to ensure that, along with the Canadians, and other forces that invaded Russia, or Soviet Union rather, that the country would never survive. And in fact, it did survive. It thrived to an extent. And when it collapsed as a result of American machinations in 1991, principally in Afghanistan, the United States has still been pressing Russia, the successor state, to the best of its abilities. So we have a situation where Israel has, controls the United States. We have a Zionist-occupied government. And we have high officials masquerading as members of both parties, if you can say that there is any more than one particular party in the United States. I mean, I had a an Algerian journalist tell me that essentially they are two cheeks of the same behind. So you've got this dreadful situation where the United States is trying to sell arms to Taiwan to provoke China. The United States is involved in the trying to foment a color revolution in Hong Kong. And you've got the Undersecretary of the Treasury for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence, born and raised in Israel individual, claiming to be an American citizen. And she and all her predecessors were Zionists. They were all Jews, according to Philip Giraldi, the former CIA counterterrorism expert. And they basically will sanction everybody except Israel. So this is what we've got.
And you know, we were talking about Sigal Mundelker. That's the woman's name. She's the director of the Zionist of the Office of Foreign Assets Control and Intelligence. And she sent, or through their conspiracy, FBI agents to people's homes and made phone calls to them, to people like Scott Ricard and Mike Maloof. And I know they had a personal communication with you, and I wanted to give you the chance to share how the FBI is pressuring you and others and myself to not go to the New Horizons conference. And I think it's a violation of our constitutional rights to freedom, to speak, to pursue our religious exercise, to go over to Lebanon or go over to Iran and just commune with people like Jesus did. Jesus went and spoke with everybody and anybody. He went to demoniacs, by God. And not that we're going to demoniacs, perhaps we're leaving the land of demoniacs to go over and preach the gospel to minds receptive and yearning and hungry for the gospel. But we're being prevented from doing that because we're being threatened with jail time and imprisonment. I wonder if you could talk about that.
Well, I can to an extent. I mean, the issue is it is a situation where the situation with the FBI and the Mandelker and the sanctions business, you know, they, as you were said, they are, it's violating our freedom of speech, freedom of travel, freedom of association, and it's a situation that really goes back to the American Revolution when the British did the same thing to the Americans, putting restrictions on what they could do or what they couldn't do. And the FBI didn't so much pressure me as simply called me up and wanted to talk about my trip to Iran. And I said, no, I've seen the results of what happened when the FBI talked to clients, and my clients insisted on speaking with them. And they lost their cell phones. They were forced to give them up. They were prevented from contacting their attorney, which was myself at one point, and so on and so forth. So the FBI is really doing the bidding of a foreign power, if you can call Israel a foreign power. It's certainly foreign. And the Federal Bureau of Investigation is not investigating crime. It's simply doing the bidding of people who have no loyalty to the United States.
Yeah, it's striking. It's striking because it is entering into the police state. You know, one of the things that was interesting, I want to jump into and read this and you, get your feedback on it, Mike Springman. We were talking about the 9/11 issue, and there's some recent developments with the New York area fire commissioners adopting a 9/11 resolution. And I remember when I was at the New Horizons conference in Iran, there was a lot of discussion about how the Iranians were being accused of being part of 9/11, coordinating, planning, exercising, and all of that was false. And the Iranians themselves were coming and talking about it, and there was great discussion about, well, 9/11 is going to only get bigger and explode eventually like a balloon that's inevitably being blown up to pop with the internet. And despite the attempt to suppress the internet and voices of truth, despite YouTube and Facebook and all of these CIA operations to shut people down, it is going to come out. And now we've hit critical mass. We've hit a breaking point. And think about this. The firefighters in America are the heroes of America. Everybody loves firefighters. They are like the Batman superheroes, getting people out of burning buildings and such. And they are untouchable. And here, I'm going to read this. This is a resolution by the Franklin Square and Munson Fire District. So the firemen, this district, in their official capacity, and people can go and look at this by going to lc4911.org. That's the Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Inquiry. That's the title of the website. Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Inquiry.org. But the short version is lcfor911.org. And the resolution states, and you're a lawyer, Mike, you'll probably love the language on this. It says, whereas the attacks of September 11, 2001 are inextricably and forever tied to the Franklin Square and Munson Fire Department, whereas on September 11, 2001, while operating at the World Trade Center in New York City, firefighter Thomas J. Hetzel, badge number 290 of Hook and Ladder Company number 1, Franklin Square and Munson Fire Department of New York, was killed in performance of his duties, along with 2,976 other emergency responders and civilians, whereas members of the Franklin Square and Munson Fire Department were called upon to assist in the subsequent rescue and recovery operations and cleanup of the World Trade Center site, afflicting many of them with life-threatening illnesses as a result of breathing the deadly toxins present at the site. And I'll continue reading this right after the break. Stay with us. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rentz.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rentz.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio-Superfood. I've taken Bio-Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Scott Benner, Michael Jay, continuing on the Power Hour.
I want to finish reading this quick New York 9/11 resolution by the Franklin Square and Munson Fire District. These are fire department officials who made an official declaration about 9/11, and this is reverberating throughout the country and will only get bigger and more explosive as every fire department across the land says we believe the same thing they believe and we sign our names to that same document. It's the Declaration of Independence all over again. So continuing to read this, it says, whereas members of the Franklin Square and Munson Fire Department were called upon to assist in the subsequent rescue and recovery operations and clean up the World Trade Center site, afflicting many of them with life-threatening illnesses and as a result of breathing the deadly toxins present at the site. Whereas the Board of Fire Commissioners of the Franklin Square and Munson Fire District recognizes the significant and compelling nature of the petition before the United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York, reporting unprosecuted federal crimes at the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001, and calling upon the United States Attorney to present that petition to a special grand jury pursuant to the United States Constitution and 18 U.S.C. Section 3332A, whereas the overwhelming evidence presented in said petition demonstrates beyond any doubt that pre-planted explosives and or incendiaries, not just airplanes and the ensuing fires, caused the destruction of three World Trade Center buildings, killing the vast majority of the victims who perished that day, whereas the 9/11 victims and their families, the people of New York City and our nation deserve that every crime related to the attacks of September 11, 2001 be investigated to the fullest and that every person who was responsible face justice. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Fire Commissioners of the Franklin Square and Munson Fire District fully supports a comprehensive federal grand jury investigation, and prosecution of every crime related to the attacks of September 11, 2001, as well as any and all efforts by the U.S., by the government and other government entities to investigate and uncover the full truth surrounding the events of that horrible day. I think that is the most powerful thing that's come out since 9/11, because it sets up every fire department across the country, and indeed in foreign countries as well, in Europe, for example. Every firefighter, every firefighting commission, every district can stand up and say, our brothers in the fire department fraternity were killed on 9/11, and we are avenging their blood by demanding that a full investigation and a prosecution be officially conducted through the New York District, the federal federal attorneys, and a full grand jury here, and be given 57 exhibits. These exhibits show very clearly and prove beyond a reasonable doubt that this event was contrived, it was artificial, the scientific explanation disproves the government explanation, and everyone who is involved, from Rudy Giuliani to the Mossad to the five dancing Israelis to George Bush to Dick Cheney to Booz Allen Hamilton to the Carlyle Group, to everybody in the Pentagon who wore the uniform and peeped out their windows and saw there was no plane and yet called themselves soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, who didn't stand up and say, this is a bunch of crap, there was no plane that hit the Pentagon, and this whole thing was propaganda and lies. Every single person at the Pentagon should be executed for treason, because they were on the side of the liars and the conspirators. They were not on the side of the Constitution of the people. They were given the uniform to be on the side of the people, and they failed. They purposely committed treason by siding with this lie. Yeah, that is a very hard thing to swallow for some people, because they're so deluded in cowboy patriotism, but there's a real simple choice. When you walk outside the Pentagon and you look at that grass and there's no plane, and you side with the liars and say that there was, I'm sorry, I don't buy that. I don't buy it from people like Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, who tried to talk me down from my position, and I told him with my own eyes I saw there was no plane. When I drove by the Pentagon the next day, I saw a big blue car covering a hole. That's it.
But not these people were under oath, Scott, just like you.
Yep. So, Michael Springman, I wanted you to comment as a lawyer. What do you think about the Franklin Square and Munson Fire District and the 9/11 resolution, and what you think is going to be the result of this? Go ahead.
Well, I think it's a good, strong resolution, and I think the Lawyers Committee's efforts to try and get a grand jury investigation going is also good. The difficulty, of course, is with a grand jury, it's going to be in the hands of the federal prosecutors, in this case, since it's a federal issue that's been raised by the Lawyers Committee. The problem is, though, that a grand jury can be easily manipulated. I mean, the standard joke among attorneys is, well, if you have a good prosecutor, you can have a grand jury indict a ham sandwich. What happens is that if you have any people brought in for testimony, they're not brought in with their attorneys. They have to answer, and the only way they can get out of it is to say, hold on, I need to go ahead and consult with my attorney. And then the guy has to come back and then answer the question. So it can be a lengthy, quite involved process. And if it's steered the way it's done as they wanted to do, to support the government's theory of the situation, you're going to have selected witnesses, you're going to have selected statements, you're going to have selected questions, and it's all going to be aimed at essentially shutting down any efforts for a real and true investigation of what actually happened and why.
Well, the one thing that people can do to get involved in this fight is to Google and contact the office of the federal attorney that is being petitioned to convene this. So it is the Second District of New York. What is that? The U.S. Attorney's Office, Michael Springman?
Right.
So the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Second District of New York.
I think that's the Southern District, brother, not the second.
Is it the Southern District? Okay, yeah, it says here, the executive director of the Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Inquiry, David Meiswinkel, and the Lawyers Committee litigation director, Mick Harrison, spoke last month with, by telephone with Michael Ferrara, F-E-R-R-A-R-A, Michael Ferrara, the chief of the terrorism unit of the United States Office for the Southern District of New York. Michael Ferrara is one of two officials who signed the November 7th, 2018 letter to the Lawyers Committee on behalf of Jeffrey S. Berman, the United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York. In this phone conversation, Mr. Ferrara confirmed that the November 7th, 2018 letter he signed was sent with the intention of conveying to the Lawyers Committee that the U.S. Attorney's Office had received the Lawyer Committee's petition and amended petition, both of which reported federal crimes and evidence relating to the use of explosives at the World Trade Center on 9/11, and that the U.S. Attorney would comply with the federal statute regarding special grand juries as it relates to the two petitions. He said, however, that he could not disclose any information regarding the status of the Lawyers Committee petition and amended petition due to the secrecy requirements for federal grand jury proceedings imposed by Federal Rule of Criminal Procedure 6E. Attorneys Meiswinkel and Harrison thank Mr. Ferrar for taking the call. So people can contact themselves and ask the U.S. Attorney's Office, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York, and ask to connect with Jeffrey S. Berman. He is the United States Attorney for that Southern District of New York. And you can also ask to connect with the Public Relations Department, to connect with Michael Ferrara, and find out, as citizens, what is going on? Where is this? What is being investigated? That you're outraged that this has taken this long. You're outraged and are not going to tolerate government agencies and the Department of Justice from covering this up. You are not going to allow the greatest crime in the history of civilization, and certainly in the history of the United States of America, to go on, and the blood in the ground from the firemen and all the people who died to be unanswered. This 9/11 event was the greatest crime, because it has set in motion the following greatest crimes: the entire war on terror, the entire invasion of Afghanistan and Iraq, and all of these things. For what? I mean, it's very disturbing to Michael Jay and I, Michael Springman, because we're soldiers and we've taken an oath, we've worn the uniform, and so perhaps it affects us a little differently because we've seen people getting killed and blown up and decapitated, and their faces blown off, they've been burned alive, they're missing legs and arms, they're coming back as vegetables. For what? For a great lie that now we're seeing, Trump, not necessarily going in and ordering the U.S. District of Attorney to have this. That's what Donald Trump should do. He should go
Mr.
in and
Trump
say.
Trump knows that those buildings were not brought down by planes, Scott. He knows that because the people that built that building also built his buildings. He knows exactly the truth about this.
Yeah, I'll defer to you, Michael Springman. What do you think this is? What does this represent to you? What do you think is going to eventually happen with 9/11?
It's basically they're going to try and keep a lid on it as long as they can. They've done it pretty well so far for the entry of the United States into the Second World War with Pearl Harbor. It's pretty clear from the evidence that Franklin Roosevelt wanted the Japanese to attack. And he figured they were the weaker enemy, and he really wanted war with Nazi Germany. And they've kept the lid on since 1941. And anybody who questions it is, of course, denounced as a crackpot and a conspiracy theorist and so on, despite evidence to the contrary. So I think unless somebody leaks a piece of paper, unless somebody misspeaks in public, unless somebody actually has a backbone in a position of authority and says, release the documents, we're going to have a real investigation. We're going to find out what happened, why it happened, and so forth. They're going to keep the lid on. I mean, the Freedom of Information Act has been the law of the land for decades, but it's been ignored by almost every government official and presidential administration since the 1970s. So it's if they can get away with that, they can get away with anything.
Well, you know, J. Michael, the fact that we knew that Japan was going to attack 2 weeks before Pearl Harbor, the fact that the day before the attack took place, all of the people in the Navy, that is the people there in the ships, were ordered to open up all the watertight doors so that those ships would sink. The fact that they blamed it on those two admirals, but we actually knew that Japan was going to do it. What we're looking at is a pattern of the war-making ability that America was brought into developing from World War I into World War II, and now there's this group, there's the tripod of evil, that is the Vatican, the City of London, and the United States government in Washington. Those people are doing what has been a pattern of destroying national sovereignty in other nations around the world, of debasing religious principles, of following a pattern that actually allows us to think that that we can't be stopped because we control the levers of power, but the American people, because of the internet, have been given a glimpse of the fact that their plan, the globalist plan to put Hillary Clinton into office, was overthrown. They knew that she was going to be elected. There was no way she was going to lose. And yet, because of the internet, people came out of a place where they hadn't voted maybe for decades, because they heard hope and they saw answers to prayer in some of the things that Mr. Trump has said. And the issue is, we can't give up that hope now, because the only people that actually can make a difference in with respect to this government's cover-up of all of these crimes, the Seven Nations in 5 Years plan, the Greater Israel plan, the New World Order plan, the, you know, George Bush senior insanity that was broadcast, you know, that we were going to have a New World Order, a government of law. You know, this issue has been actually pushed off to the side by the American people that are known as the basket of deplorables in flyover America, flyover country. America must continue to stand up and start getting together and marching together and demanding that this government realize that real Americans are not going to continue to tolerate their treason, their corruption. What do you think, Michael?
Well, it's good, and in the early days of the former American Republic, the general fear was a large standing army and a powerful executive that would involve the United States in foreign wars ad infinitum. And since we've the beginning of the 20th century, that's exactly what we've had. Congress defers to the executive every time around, and we've got a situation where it's good. War is good business. You've got the defense contractors. I'm not sure really what they're defending against. Maybe the Vatican or Grenada or something. But you've got the subcontractors and the contractors in almost every congressional district. It's jobs for the boys. It's votes for the congressmen. And nobody wants to rock the boat. And when they had a draft, when they had conscription, people objected to American foreign policy in Vietnam because their sons were being drafted and sent off to fight in swamp in Southeast Asia and to die in rice paddies. So there was a great effort to end the draft, to end conscription, to have an all-volunteer army that won't complain about where it's being sent to die. You've got nobody really interested because nobody is really informed anymore in America. Television news in Washington, D.C., for example, in the last few days has been focused on the weather, has been focused on some woman in Australia finding a lot of bees in her house and someone being bitten by a shark on his toe in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So, you've got to really organize, and you can't really do it because people are too spread out. And there are far too many issues, and people are too much concerned with keeping their jobs in the face of a coming recession.
What do you think is going to happen with the recession? Is it going to be a quick fix? Is it going to be ushered through, or is it going to be something that derails Trump? Do you think it's going to also be met with some sort of kinetic military operation in China and Hong Kong, like a provocation against Trump to trigger a war conflict that will, you know, perhaps weigh negatively against him, and people will be so tired of war they'll say, no, we're not. But I mean, the Democrats are, it's hard to believe anybody could vote for a Democrat. The only one that I see that had a chance was Tulsi Gabbard. But otherwise, I can't see a Democrat being elected to the presidency because of their own insanity. And Trump, for as good as he is, and I support a lot of what he's done, his foreign policy seems to be very problematic, and the Israeli Zionist policy is very problematic. And now his Iran conflict potentiality is borderline. I'm wondering how you see this perfect storm. Is he going to weather this? Is it going to disappear, or is it going to be something worse?
Well, I don't see China, Russia, or Iran, or anybody else attacking the United States. I do see a recession coming. They've been reporting it over the last year or so that durable goods orders are down, that housing starts are down. I haven't seen any figures on machine tool sales, but they also presage a coming recession. I think it's going to be at least a couple of years worth. I don't think they're going to be able to pull it out with interest rate cuts or government spending. I think there's a possibility that Trump would look for a boost and an end of the recession, just as Franklin Roosevelt did with the Second World War. You start a war, you get the country behind you to fight the evil enemy, whoever he might be. And you end up spending more money on more weapons, and you have fat bottom lines for the corporations and fat paychecks for the people building the bombs and making the bullets.
Yeah. Yeah, it's potentially problematic.
Well, Scott, I think it could be much worse than this. Scott, I think that it really could be much worse than this, because we're not looking at a United States recession only. We're looking at a collapse of the central bank fiat currency. We're looking at the interconnectedness of different economies, the very probable destruction of, with the Deutsche Bank, the destruction of a lot of the European economy. We're looking at something that could mean actually places where there is starvation, places where there are riots, places where, and situations where they get to use the FEMA camps that George Bush built in America. I think that unless something really, changes in the way that America and the American people understand, what we're facing, we're looking at, let me say it, a biblical concept, which is called sowing and reaping. The whole world has been learning by the internet what America has been sowing, what America has been doing in financing wars and stealing other people's resources and destroying the movements that like Gaddafi wanted to do to create a gold-backed dinar and turn the desert into a garden, because they destroyed his irrigation systems that were going to be able to bring water up from the depths and actually turn the desert into a garden. They destroyed it, saying that those were missile launchers. No, they were big pipes, okay? And it's been documented. And we're looking at the fact that America is involved in genocide concerning the millions that are starving in Yemen and in Venezuela, and what they did in destroying the economy of the Ukraine. I think America is facing the contempt of the international community, and I don't think things are looking very good right now.
No, I can go along with a good bit of that. I mean, for example, the British economy is in a mess. I've seen articles about Germany, the powerhouse of Europe, is facing recession. And, of course, with Trump wanting to sell F-16s to Taiwan on top of Abrams tanks and Stinger missiles, the Chinese can take all kinds of retaliation beyond sanctioning American companies individually. They can start selling off their $1.4 trillion worth of treasury bills, which would create chaos in the financial markets in the United States and lead to a crash of the dollar.
Yeah. Well, I
totally agree, Michael. Yeah. I'm sorry, Scott, but that's actually that we have to admit we have a narrow focus, and I believe that that's actually the tip of the iceberg, because many people have been put into bondage by the international banks, put into slavery through the IMF, and we've got communist China coming in to help the Venezuelans, okay? Which what's wrong with this picture, okay? Why are we doing to Venezuela what we're doing? We're putting their most vulnerable, the women and the children and the elderly, at risk for starvation. You know, we're not allowing them to get the help that they had before. Why? Because people at the top are resisting our desire as a nation to take over all of their oil production? Yes, there's something terribly wrong with this. And I'm thinking that America that can hear the truth, America that can understand, the American people that can understand the spiritual darkness that has been covering this land, America needs to realize that this is not a political problem. This is a moral and a spiritual problem.
Michael Springham, give us your website and email address and blogs and anything people can follow your work on, and your videos on RT and Press TV and such. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, I mean, I have a blog I haven't put too much into recently called HausfrauLeaks.com, HausfrauLeaks, .com. Also, the website for the books is www.michaelspringman.com. And I've done a number of interviews for Press TV and for Al-Mayadeen TV and Al-Arabi TV and Islam Channel.
Thank you, Michael Springman. It's always an honor to have you on. You've got great insight, and we will have you on again. This is Scott Bennett and Michael J. on the Power Hour. God bless you. Take care.
Bye. Kindly.
With the burning light of noon, who is standing on the mountains? Who is on the earth below? Bigger than the heavens, and the lover of my soul. Creator God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Those of Sharon, He is Yahweh. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora, because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit CA.